welcome to the Experian Payments Podcast 6, Winning with SEPA. We're going to be running through some of the questions that have emerged from the last five or six podcasts that we've delivered. Fundamentally, a lot of them came from the GT News webinar, but I'm here with Steve Hawkes. He's a product and propositions specialist with Experian. Hi, Steve. Just talking about SEPA, Single Euro Payments Area, does it apply specifically to payments made in euros, or are other currencies affected?
Okay, thanks, Tom. The SEPA regulation only deals with euro currency transactions, so no other currencies are affected. So, for instance, GB sterling payments or Swiss franc payments are not affected by the SEPA regulation.
How does SEPA affect non-Eurozone countries making euro payments into Europe? Say, for example, an American company using an American bank to make euro payments into France.
Okay, the SEPA regulation, as mentioned, affects euro currency ACH payments. Therefore, if a company is located outside of the Eurozone and makes a euro payment into the Eurozone, then SEPA rules will apply if the transaction is cleared using euro clearing and settlement mechanisms. In the example that you've quoted of an American company based in the US making a euro payment into the Eurozone, such as France, then there is an international agreement known as the One Leg In agreement, which allows their bank to make this transaction as a low-cost SEPA payment rather than a higher-cost FX payment or a wire payment. And we have found at Experian that many US-based organisations are actually taking advantage of this One Leg In agreement. And this will require, for those payments, the use of an IBAN.
Right. So are euro payments within a company in the Eurozone affected? For example, a German company paying their German staff?
Yes, these types of payments are definitely affected. In fact, it's the most important change that's coming into effect in February 2014. Up until now and up until February 2014, a Eurozone country making a domestic euro payment or direct debit has had its own national clearing standards and mechanisms. And these will be replaced by the SEPA standards. And in the example, a German-based company paying their German staff, or indeed their suppliers, or even collecting customer payments, will need to comply to the new SEPA standards from February 2014 at the very latest. And this means that the company is going to have to update all of their HR records to include IBAN and potentially BIC information as well.
Well, that sounds like quite a big job. I know February 2014 is fast approaching. I understand there are different dates for compliance for non-euro countries, such as the UK. I wonder if you could clarify those, please.
Okay, let's work through some various scenarios. The first key date that we keep mentioning, I guess, is the 1st of February 2014. And this affects all euro currency payments within the 17 Eurozone countries. So an example of this would be a French-based company paying their staff in France or collecting direct debit in euros in France from their customers. From the 1st of February 2014, in this case, an IBAN will be required and not the existing national bank account numbers. And if this is not provided, then their service, or provided to their service payment service provider, then the transaction is likely to be rejected and they will incur significant cost. The next key date moving forward is the 1st of November 2016. And this date applies to non-Eurozone countries within the SEPA region. So there are 32 countries in the SEPA region, 17 in the Eurozone. The others have their own national currencies, such as the UK or Sweden or Switzerland. Now, this date affects those countries that are making domestic payments in euros. So again, it's important to note that this applies to euro payments only. So an example would be a UK-based company paying staff or vendors in the UK, but paying them in euros rather than sterling. At this date, the 1st of November 2016, SEPA rules apply to that payment, even though it's not in the Eurozone. So in effect, the 1st of November 2016, at that point, all intra-Eurozone or SEPA zone, so all 32 SEPA countries, intra-SEPA countries, all of their euro payments will effectively be classed as domestic.
Great, thanks. That's complex. There's a lot of transactions there, but all types of payment covered by SEPA?
Lots of them, not all of them. I'll run through the key ones. The key payments that are affected by SEPA are electronic payments, and especially obviously euro payments and euro credit transfers and euro direct debits. Cash transactions are not affected by the SEPA regulation. Cash is cash. Card payment schemes are affected by the SEPA rules. However, the impact upon business users and consumers is negligible. The key impact is on ACH electronic payments in euros.
Thanks, Steve. I mean, what we've noticed is, despite the closeness of SEPA and the end dates, the questions we've been getting suggest there's still an awful lot of uncertainty about who and what falls under the SEPA scope. And with many still viewing SEPA as a cross-border only issue, it's vital organisations now understand how SEPA is going to affect them. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Tom.
For more information on SEPA, simply log on to our website at www.experian.co.uk/SEPA.